Welcome to episode 116, Beyond the Blind Spots. We must own our blind spots. When we see our patterns of disturbance, we must honestly address them. It's not easy. Our soul will bring us into a similar situation over and over and over again until we're willing to do the work and transform it into a place of peace. I was talking to someone recently that is facing a very difficult situation with the leadership of an organization that they're a part of. The person said, well, if this was a work situation and this person was my boss, I'd pull them aside and tell them they'd have a real issue with leadership and that things need to change. Knowing this person's previous job and how the person had actually faced a similar situation there, I asked if they'd done that with their previous boss. No, they said. I asked them, why do you think you would do that now? And yet you're facing the same experience. Knowing how much you've wrestled with how things went back then, what are you going to do differently now to heal this issue? There is healing to be done in all of us, and it is possible to write a better ending to the same old story if we're willing to own our own shit. For my friend I mentioned earlier, finding, trusting, and using their voice is an issue. Insecurity subliminally paralyzes them. A fear of being the disruptor, of being judged, of being disliked, keeps them from speaking up about their truth as they see it. Still, there are so many people waiting for someone in my friend's position to say what my friend wants to say, to call out the injustice. We have to be willing to rumble with the hard conversations if we're ever going to change the painful reality we are experiencing in situations like my friend's. For me, I find myself seeking to look at the situation through the lens of Source. I ask myself, what don't I know that I thought I knew for sure? What am I not saying that needs to be said? What am I saying that needs to be heard? What is being said that I'm not hearing? It helps me to get a little better perspective, move through my blind spots, and helps me own my part of the equation. It's simple, but it's really not easy. And it's the kind of work that sometimes requires a lot of iterations of the same old story before we write that better ending. Welcome to the Inspired Action. If you would take a moment to soften your gaze or close your eyes if that's available to you, and begin to follow your breath, moving in and out of your body. Begin to turn inward to that quiet place within you. Today, let us seek the vision that is holy and pure. Each day, every hour, every instant, let us choose what we want to look upon and how. The sounds we want to hear and the witnesses to what we want to be the truth for us. Today, let's look upon what Source would have us see. Listen to the wisdom of Source's love and peace, and seek the truth in Source's creation. In this way, the stillness of peace of Source is ours. Today, let us have undisturbed tranquility. In the moments we find ourselves pulled from the tranquility, let us double down, seeking a clearer vision. Today belongs to love. Let us not fear. Today, let us allow all things Source created to be as is. Let us give each other the honor of forgiveness, mercy, and love over judgment, criticism, and disdain. And as we do, we find peace.